Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I have learned that Kyrie Irving has given every indication to the Brooklyn Nets that that is where he wants to go.
The only tough guys live in New York because that's the street.
From everything that I've heard, it's about a 95% possibility him and Kyrie going to New York City.
I'm damn confused.
A Mike Socha, for example, entering his 19th season.
Well, Socha is gone, actually.
What the hell is going on? I have no idea.
Is the wedding still on?
I don't know. I mean, there's not much I can say about that.
We want freedom. Yeah.
It's not very often, Eamon, that I get the opportunity to follow a major newsbreaker.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Following the great Christian Fourier.
Out of Boston, the great Christian Fourier.
Who's more talented than Christian Fourier?
I'm not saying a word until people beg me for it.
Yeah, yell at
me. So you're saying he's Dunsky for game five or the whole series, Christian?
Dunsky.
You're pushing too hard, and I'm too weak. Of course, Ordway is texting me like crazy. Don't give it away!
Live breaking news, Zdeno Chara, who reportedly has a broken jaw. This, according to Jeremy Rutherford.
Nobody's listening to me.
Right now.
He was at Best Buddies with his buddy Tom Brady. I apologize. Did you just fart in the studio?
I just heard that.
It was my chair.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Maybe that's what it is.
Poor.
That's why Levin couldn't commit to giving me credit.
Dunsky is not a reporting term.
Your presentation is your problem. Christian, you have legitimate sources. I can verify you have legitimate sources. And any of these elite hockey media in this town that doesn't want to respect your sources just don't get it. They don't understand that professional athletes.
Glenn is confirming.
Right. Right.
That you have good sources.
Thank you for confirming what I already confirmed.
You know what confirm is? It's when somebody else breaks a story and the ESPN comes on the air and says, "We confirm."
Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah.
You know, it's like
that's
the Pope.
That's what we need.
Like the Pope. We confirm.
He has good information.
Right.
Yeah, I would admit that my delivery is a little unorthodox compared
small
to
sample
the
size of Naki, hot Naki.
Some of the other experts. Like, listen, Adam Schefter, okay.
He's been doing it for a while. You just picked this up this week.
I've just decided to kind of, you know, throw my hat in the rim
because
I felt
your
like
horizons.
There needed to be, you know, some facts thrown out there.
I agree.
And some new information. Because everybody knew that Chara probably broke his jaw.
Yes, I would say that's true.
He's bleeding.
Probably.
Didn't look like he lost his two front teeth, but probably broke his jaw because anyone that gets hit in the face like that, okay, with a puck at that close, probably broke something.
Well, I think the telltale was that if you lose teeth and you get a cut and they've got to go and stitch you up, you come back in the third period, you're a hockey player. You might put a face mask on, but you play. He did not play, and it was the reason he didn't play.
I agree with you, because yesterday it seemed like, you know, everybody felt like most odds are he's going to break his jaw. Right? So you confirmed it
confirmed
at 2 o'clock. And for those people that wanted to crap all over and say, well, of course, didn't take a genius, just took a guess. Of course, it's not a big story. But yet at what, 4:35, when this Rutherford character out of The Athletic...
Breaking news.
He tweets out that he can confirm that he broke his jaw. It went viral. All of a sudden, all these people that were... it's obvious, duh, idiot, took his story, and it led every single news broadcast in Boston. Go online, everyone's retweeting it, everyone's writing stories. Worst nightmares for the Bruins. According to Rutherford and The Athletic, broken jaw. So all of a sudden, all these people that said didn't take a genius to call that was just obviously. But yet when they did hear it, finally confirmed 3.5 hours after this guy did, they all of a sudden made it a big story.
Yeah, you know, but you guys...
And now it's being reported by Jeremy Rutherford of the Athletic St. Louis.
But I tell you what, when Levin is out of the Wolfpack. Levin was in the Wolfpack. Now I kicked his ass out because he's not loyal. He doesn't trust me. I work every damn Sunday with this guy for like 10 years now, and I finally break some. I give a nugget to the whole community, and what does he do? Give it to somebody else. But not Lou.
Roachie did
not
it, too.
No.
Roachie did it, too.
Not
Roachie? Nicest guy in the world became a total a-hole to you.
You know
total
what?
Total a-hole.
Not Lou. You know,
huh?
Lou is loyal.
Of course
Lou
he
is dedicated. Lou is committed.
Absolutely.
Lou knows where to get his information, and I never watch his show. at night because I'm usually watching
baseball?
Something else. I watch Talking Baseball.
Do you know where the channel is? Do you know how to find it?
For me, it's 52.
Okay.
For me, it's 52. I don't know what it's back in the high end, right? Okay, but Lou last night made sure people knew what the deal was.
It is a huge loss if he's unable to come back at all. Like you said, probably not game five. Now, I know he may not be a hockey insider, but Christian Fourier actually talked about he had the... I know there's reports out there. They're confirming Christian's report.
He's breaking some news today.
That he had a fractured jaw. His source also told him that he was done for the whole thing. So we'll see how that goes.
How about Trenny
over there?
Was Trenny on set with you?
Trenny gave the other
all
guy.
Of them. We're all crediting Rutherford.
We're serious Trenny, reporters.
Trenny credited.
We're reporters. We're so serious.
It's time now for Lou and I to hit a walk-off.
Has anybody confirmed the Grizzlick yet? Have they confirmed your confirmed report?
No. Should I do it again? I feel like I should maybe do it again.
New audience
hour,
at 5
new
o'clock.
Audience.
People right, just got right, out of work.
I will ask you.
Go ahead.
Mac Grizzlick. Concussion protocol. He got concussed in game two. Today he was practicing. Today he spoke to the media. He did not clear it yet, apparently, because Gasly didn't want to give us anything. But I ask you, Christian Fourier, do you have news on Matt Grizzlick?
This is Breaking News with Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
I do have breaking news.
You do? Okay.
Breaking news. I have confirmed through my sources, multiple sources, mind you, that Grizzlick has been cleared, and he is going to play tomorrow, Mutt. Not tonight, tomorrow.
Oh, Mutt's got the wrong
Matt Grizzlick is going to play, guys. It's like that scene from Karate Kid. Danny LaRusso's going to fight?
Yes.
He's going to fight?
Grizzlick is in.
Can I just give you a little tip here again on the presentation?
I did a good job.
No, you didn't.
I did a great job.
You didn't. Because
what do you mean?
Because you can't break something that you broke 3 hours ago.
We said we were doing it over again.
Yeah, but you can't recreate the whole thing.
Did you not hear us? We said a new top
you say
of the
is,
hour,
no, because,
5 o'clock.
No, we needed to.
Because some people out there, the hockey elitist out there, are going to think that you're just breaking it now. I want people to know that you broke the story at 2:06. 2:06 today. What did you say?
Danny LaRusso's going to fight.
Where you been?
What do you mean, what did I say? Grizzlick is playing. Now, but here's the thing that drives me nuts.
Playing.
Okay, fine. We all know that he was skating today and he had the little red jersey on and don't hit
Maroon.
Me, that whole thing.
Maroon.
Whatever. Okay? And we all assumed that he was going to play.
Well, there's a chance.
Okay, so hold on. Instead of sitting here for 4 hours playing make-believe and whether or not he's going to play and if he doesn't, what will happen? And if he does, okay, what does that look like and how effective he's going to be? Hey, let me find out for sure so we can actually, you know, do our show with real information.
Welcome
Made
to
a couple
party.
Calls, talked to some people, bam, G is in. Quote, sorry, G is in. What else do you want me to do? Haggerty.
Bam!
Yeah, Johnny Come Latelys. Your Flutos of the world. Give me another one. Who's another? Flutos. Kevin Paul DuPont, the guy with 20 names.
Not DJ,
pick
though.
One.
DJ's in the Wolfpack.
DJ's in the Wolfpack.
Officially in the Wolfpack.
Yes.
Rob Bradford, officially.
Alex Reamer. Wrote an article.
In the Wolfpack. The Wolfpack is growing.
Credit.
First, we were three.
Following
now we are six.
Christian Fourier.
We are six.
We could have sat here and wasted so much time about talking seven defensemen.
We don't
but
need
now
to.
Maybe you go six.
We
maybe
don't
you
need
go
to.
Seven.
Let the other shows
because the Grizzlick.
That.
Let everybody else waste their time.
You know,
let the other
facts.
Shows break it all down. Bring this guy and that guy. And what's the guy's name?
Vikanen.
Thank you very
so
much.
So when will this?
Bring all those guys in.
So I'm assuming.
That.
Are you working tonight, Lou?
No,
you're not working tonight. All right, you're not working. So I won't.
Watching
I won't,
the hockey game.
I may have to watch.
Yeah,
I guess.
I'm going to be with Mutt watching the game tonight.
Hey, what time are you guys meeting at the bar? What restaurant are you going to?
So I'm just saying. So you broke the Grizzlick news. Like you've confirmed it.
Yes, I actually.
Mutt,
yes, again.
Mutt this morning was talking about how maybe just his own prediction. He went on the line, but unfortunately. Got a little confused to when the game is.
Because it's going
to
get worse.
I don't have Christian Fourier sources. My prediction tonight is this. Matt Grizzlick is back.
Bruins don't play tonight.
Tomorrow, though.
Lou, that's an easy mistake to make.
It is.
No. We've all made that mistake a zillion times. The problem was, this was 3 hours and 55 minutes into the show, and he was shocked when they told him.
So he spent the entire show thinking that.
Because we all do it. You know, sometimes you say the game last night when it was really the day in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was Sunday, Tuesday.
Do this all the time. Mutt had no clue.
No, Bruins don't play tonight. Tomorrow, though.
Well, he was all caught up. He had a big Eminem Investments podcast to do after his show tonight.
Mutt, there's no question in my mind that Mutt was going to sit down tonight at 8 and he was going to turn on NBC Sports.
Yeah, but
to watch the Stanley Cup.
I have to admit, I sat down last night and I was looking for Warriors Toronto. I was looking for Warriors Toronto Game 3. I'm like, well, where the hell is the game?
Yeah, but if the Celtics are playing, would you know?
June 22nd is the next game.
If the Celtics were playing, would you know when they were on? Off.
Yes, I would. Okay. I would, but I could see them, you know, making a mistake. I give my cut them some slack. All right, leave them alone.
I thought the timing of Curtis and Ken were great.
Oh no, there was no delay.
Bruins don't play tonight. Tomorrow, though.
Bruins don't play tonight.
You know how many times a day that happens?
They both had a comment. It's like they had rehearsed this.
Humor's like just timing is needed, and that was funny.
Both of them had a good one.
Is there more to that? Do they?
No. You move on.
They grab along and they just move back
like it never happened.
But that wasn't.
I knew that.
That wasn't the only breaking news. Now, Glenn, I know that you didn't like the because you know this was also broken in at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah,
we held it for a little bit. However, I think maybe we want to clean it up this time around.
Why is that?
Because he's also got more information.
I do. I just got it again.
On Zdeno Chara, and it's evolving.
Okay, it
so
is.
So listen, I want to start with the first. Please do it the right way in order.
Hold on.
Chronologically, so aren't as confused as I was and everybody else at 3 o'clock.
The hockey media elite are totally confused now.
Boy, no.
Heads listen, are you spinning out
there. We should have known that this story was going to be changing based on just who this guy is, right? And whether the doctors...
And the severity of the injury.
Yeah, because it just, you know, you shouldn't play. How about that?
All right, so yesterday you had broken jaw, Dunsky.
Yeah.
Done for the series.
Yeah.
Last night, what
Dunsky.
Happened?
Dunsky. Hold on, keep talking.
Last night, you were told, done for game 5, but there's still a chance... For game 6 or 7. Now, this according
not to... Not Dunsky in 6 or 7.
We're going to go with Mo's advice. This is according to a source close to the situation. That he was done for game 5 last night, but was possible for game 6 and game 7. Then this afternoon, around 1, the same source close to the situation is starting to get closer to the situation and says, Z is still possible for game 5. Wow.
Yep.
So
and then hold on. And
so
then
the source went from Dunsky, like I said, a little emotional, but the more he got information, it went from out for game 5, possible game 6, 7, to now today at 1 o'clock when you came on and tell us that it is still possible that Zdeno Chara can play in game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
And Glenn, and he was so excited it made him what? He won't do it the second time. He won't do it the second time.
Get all the chicks
You got it right. You got it right. So
that's the order. That's where we stand now.
Yeah, so my
Big
phone
Z
was,
is still possible for game 5.
So my phone was ringing off the hook, and you guys, it was ringing during the show.
This is correct.
Everybody's listening to the show. So my other source, okay, now officially multiple sources. Okay?
Well, I think your sources are a little bit concerned with your presentation.
No, they're not. So they don't know. They don't listen. No. They don't. They're getting. They didn't. I sent them a text. Listen, can you just do me a solid?
No,
I'm going to do this again.
This is actual live info because we don't even know this stuff.
Yeah, because you were in the hallway here while I was on the phone.
Yes.
Okay. We were talking about some other stuff. And then I said, hold on, for the record,
sort of
please
just, him a little bit.
Just do this for me, okay? And just can you just text me back? All right, I got like another hour and a half for the show.
Yeah, all right. Multiple sources.
All right, here it is.
Multiple sources.
I said, anything on Chara?
Mm-hmm.
Heard he still might play.
Now, okay, I don't want to eavesdrop, but the conversation you had, that source was convinced he wasn't going. And you said, well, do me a favor, look into it more.
Yeah, I said, he said, I'll call my guys. And his guys are players.
What do the players think?
They're not dudes.
But the players may not be the right source.
And this is where I think the confusion is starting to occur because the players
confused.
Because it's the reality of it, right? Because the players know him, they see him, they know what he's like, and they know that if the doctors say, listen, you can go, it's up to you, right? Because some guys would say, you know, it's not worth it. Some guys will say, you know, I don't want to deal with the pain. I want to be able to chew gum. I want to be able to talk to my kids. I'm not going to risk it. Okay? If the doctor says, you can't play, period, then it's up to Z to convince him. But what I'm hearing is that it's still a possibility that he can play.
What was the latest one again just now?
Heard he still might play.
Wow.
Now, this is...
30 minutes ago.
Okay, but you have to put it in context. Wow. If it's coming from the players.
Yeah, I did. I just said that.
Wouldn't you be a little bit concerned about that? Because players always think that their teammates can play.
No, they all talk to them. They know the information. They know the injury. They know the extent of it.
But if the doctors tell him he's not going,
Well, there's two. So is a doctor going to clear him to play? Because
so far you're saying no to that, right?
So far it's a no.
Okay.
But... because some doctors, they don't want to be caught up in the aftermath of this. Hey, why did you let him play? He got hit in the face. He can't talk for the rest of his life. So if you're a doctor, do you want that? Do you want that burden? Do you want to be the guy that says, I let Z play and now his mouth is wired shut forever?
By the way, I have another wolf for you in the wolf pack. Hockeyfeed.com. Just came out with this. According to a report from Boston Bruins insider Christian Fourier.
Insider.
injured Bruins blue liner. Matt Grzelcyk will be back in the lineup for game 5 of the Stanley Cup final against the St. Louis Blues.
Boston,
check it out.
Bruins.
And they give you a little
insider.
Yeah, they got the tweet out there.
It's official. Love it.
That's hockeyfeed.com. Hey, we love hockeyfeed.com.
Big O, did you,
where are they? In Calgary, Toronto, where are they?
Hey, did you happen to notice the big fella's Twitter handle over here?
No.
What?
Oh, yeah, that was Hockey Insider on there.
Yes, yeah. He added Hockey Insider to his Twitter profile.
Why should I not?
And you know what? Now? It's official.
It's official.
Hockeyfeed.com. According to a report from Boston
Bruins
Insider.
Can we frame this?
Insider,
can we put
Christian
this up?
Fourier.
So what are
they have a check mark at hockey.com.
What are the hockey snobs saying right now? Anywhere from there? Because they're awfully quiet.
They think.
Technically, you don't get credit.
Christian, they think you're a dumb football player.
He doesn't
player.
Know. He doesn't know. They haven't been cleared yet. Right. They haven't been cleared. We're going to talk to Bruce tomorrow. He'll tell us. No, there's no way, Christian. Tell me he can't know.
Yeah, that's what they're doing right about now.
Christian, you should be proud. You've broken more stories than any of them have broken all year long. Which one of these guys have broken stories?
The biggest time of year.
Right. Which one of these guys have broken stories? You've broken stories. Okay, presentation a little shaky. I'd give you a C+.
In
presentation, I give you an A for your sources.
Is unorthodox, and it remains. There could be somewhere.
But
that's me. I'm not Adam Schefter.
Oh,
okay, I'm not. Give me a real hockey insider. Who would you consider a hockey insider?
Well,
McKenzie.
Who?
Bob McKenzie.
Who else?
Barry Melrose.
Good. Though I'm not sure Melrose is a great insider. He's more of an analyst, but Bob McKenzie, yes, I'll give it to him.
I would say Dale probably knows more than anybody.
Was it Greg Wyshynski?
What did Dale think of your stuff today?
Here's the thing with Dale. Dale and I share stories. We share information because I want him to be able to use stuff for his show.
I think Dale's on the same page with you.
I want Dale to be able to. But Dale,
only because he wants to piss off Wiggy.
Dale would never sit there and sell out the team. He would never give away inside information. He's tied in. I'm tied into the Patriots. I wouldn't sell out one of my homies, but a hockey player.
And I've heard Dale now for 2 days saying, "You know what? I think Grzelcyk can play. I think he's going to play."
Yeah. So when Dale says that, he's not. That's not necessarily an opinion. In my opinion, for Dale,
that's
backed by a lot of facts. But he just doesn't want to, you know, give away information.
Turn your microphone on, you rookie.
That's what he does.
Yes.
But Dale, nobody's tied in more than Dale. Okay, don't get it twisted. Okay, Jaffe, Fluto, and Haggerty, give me a break.
Bring it.
Well, you've already broken one.
There's
guy.
Not a better hockey mind, and I'm going to give Dale. He's part of the Wolfpack too. I'm going to include him.
You've already broken Jimmy Murphy. He's tweeting about the Pittsburgh Penguins now. Vulcan. He's moving on to another team. He's done. He's
Penguins. They're not even.
Flag.
They're not playing right now.
I know.
All right, let's go take a few phone calls here at 617-779-7937. Vincent is in Boston here on EEI. Go ahead, Vincent.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
I like to talk about Chara.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I love this guy, he's past his prime. He's too old. He's 42 years old.
Right.
You guys have been talking about how the Blues are big and strong. And you got a 33-year-old guy. He's going to knock them right over. I mean, if you just watch him in a game, the next game, right? Watch him in a game, and he's in the corners. They knock him over like he's just... a pin, you know?
Okay, well, I don't think that's necessary. Wait a minute, Vince. I don't think that's necessarily true, but all of that other stuff you said is true. He's not the same player he was a few years ago.
And physical
and,
team.
You know, right, and they beat him up and down the ice, but do you think they're better off with him or without him?
I think they're better off without him. I think they're better off having an inexperienced faster defenseman who can go up and down the ice. Because if not, maybe he might be okay in the defense side of it, right? He could deflect the pucks and so on.
Well, that's his job.
When they go in the offense, what are they going to do? They're going to be sitting in the blue line waiting for someone to come back.
Vincent, I mean, he's a defenseman, okay? He's not an offensive guy anymore.
Players, right?
He's a big.
When they go on the offense,
I do, but
what
it makes no sense. They're playing a big physical team. They're not playing a fast and skilled team. They could use his size. That's bottom line.
Can I give you that? I'll give you that. But when they go in the offense and they got four players in the other side, the rink,
they don't use them. They don't use them to bring the puck up, Fencer. He's McAvoy.
You got four guys.
That's why he plays with McAvoy.
Right. They use Torrey Krug. They don't use him to do that. That's not his job. But why is it they've been so good in killing off penalties? Why do you think that's the case?
Again, I'm giving you that. He plays defense.
Well, isn't that an important part of the game? So you think they're better off with some 20-year-old kid who has never played in a playoff game, who's been dreaming all his life about playing in the Stanley Cup, and they're going to drop him in Game 5 of a series that's tied 2 games apiece. You think that's better than Chara?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, my God.
On top of that, On top of that, they're not just going to pick someone up off the streets. They're going to have someone that has some experience. I mean,
no playoff experience.
No playoff experience.
Okay, no playoff experience.
Camper is talking about him, but no.
Who can go up and down the ice fast and have some offense to the team, too.
Yeah, I don't know what you're looking for, Vincent. I'm just saying, guys have their roles, right? Greslick is back. He can do that. Krug is there. He can do that. McAvoy is there. He can do that. But you're playing a team with a lot of size. McAvoy takes care of that part of it. They're not a better team with Chara off the ice. They're just not that deep right now. They're not. Like, Moore will take his place if he can't go. That just the next couple of kids you don't want on the ice, not against this team the way they play. They dump the puck behind the goalie, and they go and they try to hit the hell out of a defenseman, and they prey on a defenseman making mistakes, and we've already seen it. This is what they want to do. Are you going to give an inexperienced defenseman? You're going to ask him to handle that situation? I don't think so.
Is he a plus 12 so far in the playoffs? What people see is accurate in what they're seeing. What Wiggy sees is accurate. You're seeing a 42-year-old guy who was never the quickest skater to begin with, and he's slower now than he was a few years ago. And so when he's riding the puck up and down the ice, you're seeing a slower guy. But they're failing to understand all of the other things he does. Why do you think St. Louis is not getting great shots in front of the net right now? Why are they having trouble on their power play? Their power play is virtually invisible. It's because of that guy. So he's limited, I agree, in what he can bring to the table. Skill set, he doesn't possess what he did a few years ago. But you want to take him out and put some 20-year-old kid who's never played in the playoffs before.
Barely.
And you think you're a better team? Now, can you get by tomorrow without him? Yes. And if they win without him tomorrow, you know what we're going to get for phone calls the very next day.
Yeah.
People are going to sit there and say, oh, they're better off. They're better off without Kyrie. They're better off without Chara. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to get.
Yeah, and it's not going to be true.
Hold on. He's getting more texts.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Just checking there.
A lot of local support. They know there's injustice, an injustice that has been made.
How about Terrific Tom? Has Terrific Tom texted you?
We do need. We do need to play the sound from the protest down in New York City. We have to. They were throwing.
Is that the
baked
one where they
beans
were
and black beans? And I'm not going to tell you why they were throwing two different types of beans
in a plastic bag, right?
Black beans and baked beans, right?
And dropping a Brady shirt into it.
We got to play it.
You know what that
these
is?
These protests are so pathetic.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Let's go Mets!
No, just like 10 people there.
You know what's pathetic? I feel so bad for this guy. I know.
Oh my god!
I feel so bad for this guy. He just wrote an article like 42 minutes ago.
Who did?
Jimmy Murphy.
He wrote an article.
Yeah, on Tuesday. Sources confirmed.
What's
to Boston,
he write for now? Do you know
Boston
who he writes
Hockey
for?
Now?
What is that?
I don't know. On Tuesday,
snowhockeyfeed.com.
Will you let me freaking read it?
I'm sorry, hockeyfeed.com. I wanted to mention.
On Tuesday, sources confirmed to Boston Hockey Now that Bruins captain Zdeno Chara had suffered a broken jaw.
So just confirming.
And then he's just talking about Grizzlick, how there's no updates.
There is an update.
He doesn't want to go there.
I gave you two updates.
He doesn't want to go there.
Sports bucket list.
He doesn't want to go there. He just doesn't want to
give
in. I get
it. You're scared.
He doesn't want to give in.
He won't recognize.
He's just a little late to the party. Paulie is in Dedham. Paulie?
And what's all this talk about Chara? I mean, he's out, Grizzlick's in. This is no breaking news. Sorry, Christian.
Oh, that's breaking news.
What are you talking about?
Whoa, sure as hell is breaking news. Paulie, I don't see it anywhere else. Whoa, Paulie. I see it nowhere else.
I broke that news at about 12:15 today.
Who did? Who broke it?
He was practicing on the second unit power play.
You broke it where? Where did you break it?
On Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh,
Paulie, he wasn't cleared.
I didn't know you were working for that.
Paulie, he's not cleared to play yet.
I had him penciled in for tomorrow night. Now, he's out. Chara's out. He's in. You go with six defensemen, because they'll ask him over the forwards. You don't short the forwards, man.
Paulie's a reporter now.
And expect to get more from him.
You know what it is that Christian does it now? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry think that they can go out there and do it. Paulie, in his truck, thinks he can break it, and he calls the other station with it.
There's shows out there. Exclusive.
I got an exclusive for you out here.
I've inspired people. That's what it is. You too can be a hockey insider.
I want to be you.
All it takes. Actually, I should have one of those seminars, those Tony Robbins seminars. Hey, who wants to be an insider? You know, I'll have Adam Schefter come up. I'll have Mike
Jimmy
Reese
Murphy
come up,
walk on hot coals.
You know, and then I'll close it out. Yeah, I'll walk on hot coals. You know what? If you want to be hot, you got to pay the price. You got to pay the price. You can't just sit there and just.
Oh, my God.
You got to be willing to sacrifice.
Here's Dennis down in the Cape. Hi, Dennis.
What's going on? How
What's up,
guys
Dennis?
Doing?
Good.
You know what bothers me is I'm a Chara fan, and I feel like I'm in the minority. And I can't believe how many people bash Chara. He's one of the best defensemen and has been for years.
Yeah, but they're talking about now, Dennis.
I don't understand why all the people in town are anti-Chara.
There's only like three people who are anti-Chara. It's not there's not a majority of people who are hating on Chara.
No, it's more than three, but it's not a majority. I think there are people that look at him.
You have
and
a loud minority is what you
but
have.
But Dennis, your eyes tell you he's not the same player he was a couple of years ago. But they use him specifically for one thing. I mean, everybody thinks that he's the one that's going to carry the puck up the ice. I mean, he really can't do that right now. Pat's in Quincy. Hello, Pat. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hey, guys. First of all, I want to congratulate Christian on this breaking news. I think he's better than Schefter and
no question.
Adrian.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Superb.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, Pat.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you on NHL draft night. Doing some
that would be good.
I've been watching some of the young kids, the juniors.
No. Well, that's clear. Now, I just thought an interesting subplot for you guys. You guys are probably aware, but it's kind of like Team USA versus Team Canada, because the Bruins have the most Americans on any team in the NHL with 19, and the Blues have the most Canadians of any team in the NHL, which is 19. On top of the fact that we obviously have a real local ties with Charlie Coyle and a
lot of local guys.
You know Charlie Coyle from Weymouth? Did you know that?
I did know that.
Did you know that? Did you guys know that?
I saw that up from Christian Fourier.
Unbelievable. Charlie Coyle is one of our guys, by the way.
Well, that's right.
When he got traded here, we had him on the show right away. Gee, I wonder who got him on the show.
I wonder it's kind of weird how that works.
I just thought that you guys...
Lou?
Wasn't, no.
Who got Zdeno Chara on the show? Who did?
I
did.
No, that,
who got Marchand on the show? Hold on, wait. It's like I'm taking a lap.
I don't know if you want to take a lap with Chara on the show.
I had Chara on the show.
I don't believe it was.
Little do you know it was. You cannot
believe. Little do you know.
I didn't think it was Chara.
It was Chara. We asked him all those questions. Go ahead. Give me some chocolate.
Go ahead, Pat. So you got you got the Bruins with the Americans and the Blues with the Canadians. What's the point, though?
Well, I think it's an interesting subplot, and I think it might make for a very interesting story if the Bruins win the cup. Okay. It's going to go to the White House, and who isn't?
Oh, there we go. We're breaking down the White House thing right
My
now.
My mother was a Greco-Roman wrestler.
Yes, yeah, I don't think that's him.
That was not Chara.
I'm just saying, I just don't think that's him.
No, we had trouble, if you remember, identifying Charlie Coyle for a little bit.
We tested him, and he passed.
No, only because we didn't trust you. That's
what do you mean?
Why.
See, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm part
You're part of the problem.
Yeah.
You didn't believe. First of all, I got Marshawn on the show, right? Yeah. Hey, we don't have a hockey guest. It's all playoff season. What do you want? Can you get Marshawn? Sure. Marshawn's on the show. Charlie Coyle. I got him. Fine. Okay, you want Zdeno Chara? Sure. Zdeno Chara. What else you want?
That wasn't Chara.
Chris, it wasn't Chara.
It
was not Chara. So therefore, we needed quality control to make a definitive decision. Was it Charlie Coyle?
We need to listen to
Do you remember
what Chara
I gave him
sounds
questions?
Like before his mouth is wired shut for good.
Who is that? Blue or Lonely?
Yes. That's him?
That's him.
He's Russian.
Close enough.
I want to say
Eastern European. He was in the region.
You got had.
Don't you remember we had to? I had to ask Charlie Coyle like a couple of
We asked
a couple of questions
about
his life when he was a kid because we didn't trust you
again,
Charlie Coyle.
You're part of the problem.
And I am part of the problem. Let's go to Noah. Noah's in Deerfield. What's up, Noah?
Charlie Coyle.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Noah.
Appreciate you guys taking the call. I don't know what those two other guys were talking about with Zdeno. I mean, I think he's the make or break to this team. Do you not think so?
What?
I think he's very important to this team. Oh. Make or break? I think he's very important.
Do you think they're going to win in seven?
I do.
Ooh. Okay. You're extending it to seven now, Lou?
Well, five. I'm still holding out hope they can win it in five, but apparently I'm going to be wrong.
I think you're going to be wrong.
Seven.
I don't think the math works for you. The thing is that can they get away with no Chara in this game tomorrow? Yeah, I guess they could.
They've done it during the regular season. They can win without him.
Well, they wrapped up a series without him in a game, right?
The last game.
Yeah, but that thing was a scrimmage. Yeah.
Right.
They really
didn't need him.
No, I think they can. I think that by losing a guy like Chara, if he can't go, and our own Christian Forrest said it's still possible for multiple sources now, because I think a lot of people when they heard Broken Jaw said there's no way in hell he's going to play a game five. But now we're hearing different from our hockey insider.
Yeah.
I think for a game, I think everybody picks it up.
The
leaders take it to another level. You know, McAvoy's going to have to play 27 minutes. I think for a game, yes. I think it can motivate you when a guy like Chara is unable to play.
So people are confused right now because they heard him yesterday say Dunsky. And apparently today he's updated it. And it's not necessarily Dunsky.
Schefter does the same thing.
Right, Dunsky. He does. He does.
Stephen A.
Oh, remember, they would never give, for Jimmy G, they wouldn't give up four first-round
draft picks for him. At the moment. I told you yesterday, these stories are fluid. They're changing.
Evolving.
I can easily see how, and I would go back to this. I go back to the original report. Okay, the original report before everyone was, all these other players were allowing themselves to be emotionally moved by what's going on or emotionally affected by it. So they sit there and they realize that it happens. They're on the plane. They're coming back. Oh, no, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Wait a second. A day passes. Another day passes. Maybe it is possible. Maybe it is.
Wow.
Maybe it
is. It's evolving. It's evolving. This is evolving, too. There is somebody out there who has the latest, at least what he believes is the latest, on Gronk. Probably heard over the weekend, Karen Garigian talked to him, and he said he wasn't coming back. The big fellow over here.
Oh, should I put my football insider hat on?
The big fellow his football source about a half an hour ago texting away at him with the latest on Gronk. We've got it coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mutt and Callahan.
It's Mutt and Callahan.
My impression of Bruce Cassidy has changed and gotten better as his playoff run has gone on.
As he took his team to the Stanley Cup.
It's more
amazing how that works.
Pardon Mutt's take.
It's not.
Tony and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Do you want to put the comeback in the
rest? Oh, man. Whatever I say, it doesn't matter. It'll always be crazy out there. But, you can put them to rest.
2 years.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. I just did by letting you put them to rest.
I'll never understand this stuff, but so we heard the Gronk stuff with Karen Garigan over the weekend. I get that. I understand that because you're hearing from Gronk, and he's actually saying something about whether he's coming back or not. So then today, Mike Freeman has a column called 10-Point Stance. So he's basically doing 10 different points of different stuff that deals with NFL stuff. It's in Bleacher Report. And way down in the column, way down after number 5, Roger Goodell continues to push for fewer preseason games. And this number 6. Number 7, there it is. No one believes Gronk is really retired. Former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski made a public appearance recently, which we just talked about, and said he was done with football. What I can tell you is few people, including sources on the Patriots, believe that. The belief is that once the season gets going and Gronkowski starts missing football, he will rejoin the team. It's not just a hunch. Sources say you can count on it. And that story, and Mike Freeman's been wrong about stuff in the past about the Patriots, but that one is buried in his piece, number 7 of 10 points that he's talking about. And today, it was everywhere. People just, you know, were repeating it and repeating it and repeating
news. It's Gronk news. And so again, so he's talking to people, coaches inside the building that believe, and this is the same as same comparison with Char.
This is
your
source. This is not Mike Freeman's source.
This is first of all, you can talk to anybody, and I can say, well, listen, I know Glenn Ordway really well, and based on my relation, my history with him, I believe that, you know what, Glenn Ordway, he'd want to come back to radio. He'd want to come back, whether I had talked to you about it or whether you had confirmed it with me or not. So of course. Yeah, you know, people in the building, they believe, you know, once he's away from
it
and the season starts, they believe he'll come back. I'm telling you, he ain't coming back. And do what you want with hockey.
This year.
Do what you want with the Bruins. I don't care.
This
year.
Take
it or leave it, honestly.
Dunsky.
This year, he ain't coming back. Dunsky, how about? That is now an official
Dunsky,
term.
Dunsky's killing
you. Dunsky.
Dunsky's killing you.
Okay, put it in the Urban Dictionary.
Write it up. But
Dunsky is not a reporting term.
No, it isn't a reporting
how
term.
About, how about next year?
I think that's a possibility.
Yes.
And just based on...
But not this year.
No, he's not coming back this year. And people, like, they just... They won't let it go. And I know Karen Garrigan talked to him, and I know he said, it doesn't matter what I said.
He's right.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Oh, you know, and I heard him earlier today talking about, well, you know, he he's 6'6", and he's 240 instead of 270. You know, maybe he's just a receiving. Maybe he's a specialist. Maybe he's a third down. Like, he's a situational guy now. Forget about blocking. We don't want you to block.
Oh!
The injuries that he sustained and everything that he's gone through, it's going to take at least a year. At least a year. Not forget about a year. Just a season. Cycle through a season.
So that's it. He's not coming back this year. You are confirming it.
I'm going to confirm it. I'm going to double stamp that.
Double stamp it.
Double stamp it.
There you go.
Because I believe.
The official Dunsky.
It's amazing. We were talking about this with the Karen Garrigan interview. It's amazing to me that guys say certain stuff and people get all worked up like this is the final word on it. These guys, at the time, they mean it. Who knows what he's going to say by the beginning of next year? You're right, Christian. He could go through this entire season and really miss it.
Okay,
maybe the second career of his fails miserably. I hate to tell you, he's not the greatest actor in the world.
I'm pretty sure that when Jason Witten retired, he was happy.
Yes.
He was in a happy place. Everyone that met him said, man, this guy's just in a good place right now. His career's over.
Right.
He's going to jump into the booth in Monday Night Football. He is loving life.
They put him in a booth, not on a barge out on the side of the the game, right?
So I'm sure when he was done, he was ready to move on. Now, I don't know, maybe you can say like his job didn't work out so well. I don't know, maybe there's too much criticism. He couldn't handle it, he wanted to get back into the game. I don't know. But every reason to come back is different. So I'm sure Gronk's in a good place. Why wouldn't he be? He loves the offseason. We know Gronk loves the offseason.
Oh, what a surprise. He's happy during the offseason. He's having a grand old time. So right now they're running around. They're not really doing anything much. And we do have Bill. We do have Bill talking about it, right?
Yeah, we're doing our...
Is that our last call?
The 1 minute, yes. 1 minute recap.
You broke it down into 1 minute.
Today. Yeah, 1 minute recap. Yeah, Ryan takes all the stuff, which probably is like a minute and 40 seconds, and trims it down to a minute.
Well, he was very long-winded today.
Nothing goes on at these things. And I laugh when I start reading it. I saw Phil Perry last night on your network last night, and he's sitting there going, ooh, this guy was good, and this guy was good. I'm sitting there going, what are you talking about?
They're not in pads. I love how they're talking about Nikhil Harry, like, can't, having some trouble, on a slant route.
He's emotional. He's pounding.
He's emotional.
Who cares?
Remember what Herm Edwards said about this guy?
Oh, he's emotional.
Do you remember who we compared him to? Dez Bryant.
Right.
Emotional guy.
Right.
So get used to it. He's gonna have outbursts. Hey, how'd you feel about what was it like playing with Brady? Oh, it was great. Like, Braxton Berrios. Woo, to see those catches he made. Of course. Yes, fine. Okay. Get as many reps in as you can. Gain Tom's crust as much as possible.
Let him put that in the bank. By the way. I may be taller.
Wait,
who
was the guy you showed me earlier today? The kid that literally looked like a 14-year-old kid.
That kid.
Oh, the Gunner. The Gunner kid.
The kid Gunner from, he was a defensive player. They signed him as a wide receiver.
Gunner Olszewski.
Yes.
Gunner. Did you see the picture of Gunner?
Yeah, he's like 14 years old. That's what he looks like.
He does. He looks like he's 14 or 15.
Exactly.
Like, he looks like the water boy.
Like somebody, like it's... I was going to say, like, he won, like, an auction item. Say, hey, come play with the Pats for a day.
It looks like Wahlberg there in that movie.
God, the Great Papali or whatever.
Philadelphia, like the Eagles player, right?
With a nice, clean cut. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in that Bruce Lee movie?
By the way, Fourier, your presentation is coming back to haunt you. You're getting some publicity out there.
Am I?
Nice.
Yeah, this is from Andrew Buchholz of Awful Announcing. Awful Announcing is a legitimate site.
Says who?
Tells me. The headline, if institutional arrogance in its worst form led to no credit for Christian Fourier, what about Fred the Dog 04 who beat him?
Well, he's playing off of the Alex Reamer article.
I like it. Good job, Alex.
Hours before
Wolfpack member.
Hours before the Christian Fourier report of Zdeno Chara's broken jaw that Alex Reamer is upset WEEI didn't get credit for, Fred the Dog 04 tweeted the same information. We have Fred the Dog's stuff, yeah.
How do we know who Fred the Dog really
is? I don't know.
Glennie Siegel at Freddy the Dog 04.
Is he in the media at any point?
This is Christian's burner account, isn't it? It is.
How do we really know? I know he's got Fred a couple burner accounts.
Go check this
out.
You
can't be blowing up my spot.
Come on. Glennie Siegel and Freddy the Dog.
And his location? Provincetown, Mass. Provincetown, Mass.
I have been there.
So let me look at what he tweeted out. He's got a fractured mandible. Just can't see him playing. Here's another one. I'll just say I know someone in one of the locker rooms. Char couldn't talk last night. Chipped tooth and broken jaw. That's from Fred the Dog 04. He had it before.
Is it confirmed? Confirmed?
Glennie Siegel.
Did he say, I confirm this?
Yeah, I read this article, and it was funny because he kind of attacks your report by including me.
Really? Yeah. How'd you get into my report?
Hey, you're part of the pack.
Well, no, this guy obviously.
Down with the pack.
Andrew, like most people in that place.
Blame Loomer alone.
They don't listen. So your report, first off, that was accurate, the first one, to confirm that he had a broken jaw. I was not questioning your report. And you said he was Dunsky, all right?
Yeah.
That's when we started talking about it.
Yes.
Because, you know, whatever.
That was a quote from a source.
Yeah, my son-in-law plays hockey.
Yes.
All right? Plays over in Germany. Played freshly now for a while in the minors, whatever. Played with guys that broke their jaw. And they don't close it fully so they can breathe and continue to play. That was where I was fighting back with you, that he was done.
Yes.
There's procedures to be done that would allow him to play with a broken jaw, whether it's 5, 6, 7, all three of them, whatever. So that was where I...
Mentioning us like we didn't believe what you said. See, I think Dunsky was the thing that hurt you, because Dunsky is mentioned like 12 times in this column.
It's a quote.
I get it.
I'm going to screenshot. I'm going to screenshot the text.
Yeah,
it's a quote.
I saw the quote.
So again, I'll go back to Adam Schefter.
But it's not a professional term. It's not a professional term.
Talk to an owner.
Right.
Right. And who's the owner from the Colts again?
Irsay. Jim Irsay.
Irsay. He's a little hammered.
Yes.
You know, and he's just like, and he sends Adam Schefter a quote.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning is Dunsky.
Right.
Yes. If you're Adam Schefter, are you not using that?
No,
what did he say?
What
did he say? Well, he said he's Dunsky. Well, that's not correct. That's not a journalistic term. You can't. That. What does that mean?
You're very professional.
He's done. Ski.
I love it.
Ski.
I love it when there were people in the city last night that said, must be coming from a Polish guy.
I love it. I just love how everybody got all uptight. I love it.
Oh, people got uptight.
I'll close it out for Chara. Tomorrow I'm going to close it out.
Dunsky? Well, tomorrow's game day. So, I mean,
it's tonight.
Why don't you get Chara back on?
Tomorrow's your big day. Your shining moment.
That's right.
It really is.
How early do I have to get it out, though? Like, okay, so, you know, like
the game starts at 8.
No, I know, but
they have the
active inactive.
Yeah, but you know what?
And it's usually at 11 o'clock, like 10:30.
You may have
like
to tweet it out, because we got a Red Sox baseball.
Huh. That's true. So we don't. We're not. On, we're at West End Johnny's
tomorrow.
Huh.
Well, that's right. We're getting an afternoon baseball game.
7 o'clock. So if you're out there at the Bruins, swing by West End Johnny's. Great spot. I don't know if you knew it or not.
Yeah.
I do some commercials for them. Good spot.
Terrific spot. I've seen you on the commercials.
Food is unbelievable, food is by the way.
They got like old commercials. Have you ever seen the old commercials with Lou? He looks like he's, you know, 15 years old. And then they get the new ones.
Yeah. There's a picture of Lou right when you go into the
right
bathroom.
Right by the crapper,
right
maybe.
Into the pooper.
Yep.
What's that? Where's Nomar?
Yep.
He's in the crapper.
Over the bar. Like right on the top shelf where all the good liquor
is. Listen, I figure at night.
I'm not in there. You in there?
Think about the line going into that bathroom. Going and they just sit there
it's
and
not
stare
by
at
the,
me.
The women are not. That's all the guys go there. The women's bathroom is on the other side. No, so only
right
dudes
there,
are looking
that's
at
a women's
you.
Bath. Put all in front of the women's room.
No. Did they really? You asked them.
Sorry, I forgot that. So that's going to be an issue tomorrow. We have a baseball game tomorrow afternoon. How is it if you get, during the baseball game, if you get news from your source, what do we do?
Maybe I'll
tweet it out. We got to tweet it out.
We'll Facebook Live it or do something silly like that, or Stitcher or Snapface or whatever it is. One
Jack
of
Edwards with us tomorrow.
Jack Edwards confirmed Western. For 5:30 tomorrow with us. Live from West
Jack, Jack respects my information.
He does. Real hockey guys
he'll be, he'll be dressed to the nines, too. Jack will have the big suit on.
Three-piece suit.
Work.
That's right.
He'll look good. You look good. So there you are, our big fella. Awful announcing is all over you. They're trying to ridicule you.
No, they're really coming after
Fred
Reamer.
The dog.
Here's what happened. Reamer, I should have warned you. When you join the Wolfpack, Battlefield Commission, mind you, okay, you, DJ Bean, Rob Bradford, you're all part of the Wolfpack. We got your back at any point in time, no matter what. And the only way you can get out of the Wolfpack is we got to jump you out. We got to jump you out. So we got to fight, okay? They're really coming after Reamer.
Yeah, they are.
Because he
Reamer
did his
has
job.
Reamer has no friends.
I'm his friend now. I'm his friend.
I'm just saying, out there, people just want to attack Reamer.
I am Reamer's best friend. How about that? You want it? No, don't play that anymore. Don't play that anymore.
No more of that?
Nope. We're never doing that again.
So
he's one of us.
He's unbelievable. He goes into your history here, talking about you being a staple on CBS Sports. Now, they really got involved in you in
the
story.
Great Christian Fourier.
If Fourier still solely worked for those outlets, if you were working for, let's say, CBS or ESPN, it's likely one of our local aggregators, such as Nesson.com. Oh, my God.
So let's go.
When have they ever been right about anything? Would have posted the item immediately. But he's a talk radio host now, and as a result, must be looked down upon. They're better than you. Better than you. Thus, it was imperative to wait for a capital J journalist, such as Athletic Blues beat writer Jeremy Rutherford, to confirm the story before publishing.
Well, confirm Chris will explain tomorrow night.
Right. Do that. Or
happens.
Look down upon me.
Yeah.
From your high upon your perch.
Yeah.
According to Jeremy Rutherford.
And I can tell you right now, we've got a few minutes here in this show, but if you want to find out if Jared's playing tomorrow or not, I would either follow Christian Fourier on Twitter, or listen to us after the Red Sox.
Fred the Dog 04, I'm going to start a GoFundMe account, and if there's $5,000 in my GoFundMe account before 5 o'clock, I may give you the real news. How about that? I'm going to hold you hostage.
60 seconds of the mini camp coming up. It's Last Call next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Over 25 years in New England.
WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing hand?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS4KIDS or at cars4kids.com. Well, we didn't spend a lot of time today with minicamp, and that's because you can't look at the stats of Tom Brady. Oh, he's 15 for 18. Who gives a rat's ass? They're not really wearing you know, full gear and whatever.
You look the same, though.
Right. So we let Bill, because Bill is very expressive, tells you everything you need to know in 60 seconds or less. Here's Bill Belichick giving you a complete rundown of everything that happened today at minicamp.
All right, well, still grinding away. It's another good day out here. We got a long way to go. Good to see us making progress each and every day.
Bill, what skills did you see from Gunnar Olszewski that made you move him to wide receiver from cornerback?
We saw him a little bit in rookie minicamp. A lot of work to do.
You talk about the points from Rod Mayo and his excitement and his passion working with linebacker.
I feel very fortunate to have him. He's doing a great job for us.
Have you been able to see much from your new tight end group yet?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there, Ben. I can't evaluate all of them.
You feel with each day if the speed is picking up?
Well, we add things every day, so there's the volume increases. We can't handle everything, but we can handle more than we can the day before, so just keep moving in that direction.
Having Ben Watson back, is he the same player that you remember when he was here the first time?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see, you know.
Matt Lacaz, what physical traits drew you to want to work with him?
Well, he's a young player that has some talent. You know, we feel like he has some upside.
Bill, when it comes to some of the players like Troy or Deion Branch come back and work with the guys, are they more...
Bill, when Shiano is going to come on as the
Shiano
a few weeks later, you have to adjust. Is there any effect on
he's
that?
Not on the team.
I don't know. It was a couple months ago. All right. Great. Okay, thanks.
He's not talking about Greg Schiano. No,
Schiano.
We're not going there.
Well, that's a nice little breakdown.
I saw some progress because yesterday...
That was
No, he said yesterday...
I wouldn't do that.
We have 90 guys. Didn't he say that yesterday? We got
a lot of guys.
I can't watch all these guys.
Can't watch everyone.
He commented on a couple guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Not a lot, but
yeah, that's good.
Tomorrow there'll probably be a little bit more progress.
I can't wait for tomorrow's breakdown.
A lot more progress.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get all out there.
By the way,
we got a big day tomorrow for you.
I'm ready, baby.
Right,
hey, talking about football, you know Aaron Rodgers gets pissed when people say to him, hey, Tom Brady's better than you. You know pissed?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what he's pissed about right now?
What's
he's
that?
Finding out all these beer-chugging quarterbacks that are out there, and they're everywhere. They're showing up at all these games. They're just guzzling down a beer in like 3.5 seconds. He's sitting there slower than I am with it. He's pissed at these guys.
Yeah, I kind of said what I said. You know, if you want to go scotch, I feel pretty good about it.
Ooh.
As far as those other guys, you know, for some of them, there's finally a talent where they can... You know, they can say they're better than me.
Jeez.
What
arrogant bastard.
Burn. The young kids say burn.
Did he just throw the elitist thing in there? Do you want to talk
scotch?
Want to do scotch?
I'm more sophisticated than all these beer chugging
fools.
Then
we can talk scotch.
Yeah.
Of course, scotch, you're not going to guzzle it. You're not going to guzzle beer.
Oh,
you're not going to do that. All right, we're out of
Let's spin the wheel.
Let's spin the wheel. Let's see who's here tonight. Oh, maybe it's somebody in the Wolfpack, huh?
Represent.
Whoa.
Big J Bean.
Why not
that? Oh, Alex Reamer.
Why not that?
Attaboy. Our guy.
Alex is going to he's going to defend you. Another opportunity to defend you because apparently Jimmy Murphy's going to join
him. He's going to spend an hour kissing your ass. That's what he's going to do.
Alex,
I know what the show's going to be.
Wrap him up in a little ball and kick him out of the studio.
All right, boys, here's the drill tomorrow. There's an afternoon baseball game. They're wrapping up. It's getaway day as they play the Kansas City Royals. We will be on right after the game. We're at West End Johnny's right down the street from the Garden. In the West End.
Yep.
Excuse me. Jack Edwards will join us as well live on their program.
And
trust me, the big fella will have all you need to know about Chara, Greslick, anybody else you want to know. Our guy, the hockey insider, will have it all. All right, boys, we're out of here. See you. Good night.
It's over. We suck.
A touchstone for players as opposed to coaches, or are they...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.